Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 9. Prahlad pacifies the Lord with prayers. Text number 1. Shri Naru Vacha Evam Saradaya Sarve Ramarudra Pura Satsara Na Paitum Na Asakanvayu Samram Bham Sudarasadam Shri Narada Uvacha. The great saintly sage Narada Muni said, Evam, thus, Sura Adaya, the groups of demigods, Sarve, all, Brahma Rudra Pura Sara, represented by Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, Na, not, Upaitum, to go before the Lord, Ashakan, able, Manu, Samrambam, in a completely angry mood, Sudarasadam, very difficult to approach, Lord Nrisimhadev. Translation of purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The great sage, Saint Narada Muni continued, the demigods headed by Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and other great demigods dared not come forward before the Lord, who at that time was extremely angry. Purport. Srila Narottam Das Thakura has sung in his Prema Bhakti Chandrika, Krodha Bhakta Dveshi Jane. Anger should be used to punish a demon who is envious of devotees. Kama, Krodha, Loba, Moha, Mada, and Matsara, lust, anger, greed, illusion, pride, and envy, all have the proper use for the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His devotee. If a devotee of the Lord cannot tolerate blaspheme, a devotee of the Lord cannot tolerate blaspheme of the Lord or His other devotees. And the Lord also cannot tolerate blasphemy of a devotee. Thus Lord Nrisimhadev was so very angry that the great demigods like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva and even the goddess of fortune, who is the Lord's constant companion, could not pacify him even after offering prayers of glorification and praise. No one was able to pacify the Lord in his anger. But because the Lord was willing to exhibit His affection for Prahlad Maharaj, all the demigods and the others present before the Lord pushed Prahlad Maharaj forward to pacify him. The great sage, Saint Narada Muni continued, the demigods headed by Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and other great demigods dared not come forward before the Lord, who at that time was extremely angry. Interesting that Krishna could become so angry that even His constant companion, such as Lakshmi Devi, is afraid. I mean, that's pretty fierce. And at the same time, it mentions here that it is legitimate to become angry if the Lord or His devotee is blaspheming. As stated in the Nectar of Devotion, that anger can be utilized if one hears blaspheme of the Lord or the devotee. In that case, does anyone remember what you're supposed to do? Well, I don't know if tongue cutting out the tongue is the first. What's the first thing you should do? Otherwise, you would really, if someone said something bad, would you immediately go ahead and cut their tongue? Yeah. What's that? Arguments. Yes. First thing is try to defeat them by arguments. And if one can't do that, then what's... No. What's the next thing? No, cut out their tongue. First, next thing is cut out their tongue. And then take one's own life. And then if you can't do any of those two things, then just go away. Now, in Kali Yuga, it's not recommended to cut people's tongues out. Otherwise, the street would be full of tongues. And we'd have a lot of dead Brahmins on the ground, too. Generally, it's defeating people by argument or by going away is our two options in this age. And what are the examples in Scripture where this happened? Our scholars here can tell us some examples. I'll give one example, and I'll give a couple of examples and see if you can remember anything else. Maybe, I don't know. It's not exactly to the point. We have the example of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He invited Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to lunch, and he cooked a lot of preparations. But he understood his nephew, his son-in-law, Amoga, was quite envious. And therefore he stood at there's only two entrances. One was where the food was brought in, and the other was another entrance where you came in and out. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking prasadam, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya stood at the door with a stick, knowing his envious son-in-law might come in. And then he came in, when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was a little inattentive in serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking prasadam, and he said, how is this possible that this man, a sannyasi, is taking, you know, four times more than any normal man could take? So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya looked at him as if he was going to kill Amoga, and Amoga fled. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya fled after him, trying to catch up to him, to beat him. But he fled because Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was elderly and Amoga was young. And then at that time, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and his wife, I believe her name is Sati, started to fast. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got word of it, that they were fasting. And then he got word that Amoga had contacted cholera and was dying. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Amoga and put his hand on his chest and said, why is this heart of a Brahmin become so contaminated? And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did that, he stood up and began to dance in ecstasy. And then he started to beat his cheeks, that with these cheeks, with his mouth, I blaspheme Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then after that, he became a great devotee of Amoga. And then he went to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and he said that, why are you fasting, you know? Now Amoga has become a pure devotee. There's no problem anymore. In any case, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had solved the problem by defeating Amoga's enviousness. Then we have another example of Devananda Pandit. And I believe it was Srivas Thakur. So Devananda Pandit was a great scholar of the Bhagavatam, but he was an impersonalist. And he had readings all the time of the Bhagavatam. So one time Srivas Pandit came there, was listening to the reading, and he became so ecstatic that he fell on the ground unconscious. So Devananda Pandit's followers thought that this was a disturbance and picked him up and threw him outside. We should have been there. We could have caught him. Gotten really good devotional credit. In any case, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu later visited him and chastised Devananda Pandit. And Devananda Pandit realized his mistake in not defending Srivas Thakura, and he asked forgiveness. So there's a place called where the offense was committed, where the offense was forgiven. What's another example? Blasphemy of devotee. So many in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yes. Yes. And what happened? Did he get angry when Dakshini was... Yeah. What's the whole story? Otherwise, Shiva doesn't get so angry so easily. What was the whole story? When did... Well, there was this big sacrifice. All the demigods were invited. The Lord Vishnu didn't come because he knew it wasn't a good time to come. He checked his astrological chart. Said it doesn't look very auspicious. So he didn't come. Brahma was there and Lord Shiva was there. And the sacrifice was going on. All the demigods were there. And Shiva was in meditation, meditating on Vishnu. And Daksha walked in, and he was just effulgent, more effulgent than the sun. And everyone except for Lord Brahma stood up. But not Lord Shiva was in trance, so he didn't even recognize him or greet him. So Daksha started to blaspheme Shiva, saying that he was envious, that he was impudent, that I'm his father-in-law, and he shows me no respect. So at that time, Shiva got up and left, and there was cursing and counter-cursing by the followers of Lord Shiva and the followers of Daksha, and the sacrifice was not going so well. In any case, it was put off, and then later on there was another festival of sacrifice that was... And in that sacrifice, Lord Shiva wasn't invited. And Sati saw that everyone's going there, dressed up. And although she's the material energy herself, she also has the characteristics of a lady. So they like to go to festivals and dress themselves nicely. And so she became very disturbed and was pacing back and forth. Why can't I go, you know? Let me go, you know, all my relatives are there and it's going to be a big together. You should come too. So Shiva said, well, I'm sorry, I can't go, you know, they invite me. Your father doesn't like, is envious of me. So Sati went anyhow. And when she got there, she saw there was no oblations for Lord Shiva. And she became very disturbed and started to criticize her father. Why is it that you're so envious of Lord Shiva? He's the best of the demigods. He doesn't envy anyone, but you're so envious. And because Daksha completely ignored her, although her mother and her sisters came and greeted her and tried to pacify her, but her father, because Sati was the pet of her father, Daksha, but now he completely ignored her. So she became very disturbed, started to criticize him. And then she said that this body which is obtained to you has become contaminated because you're blaspheming Lord Shiva, the best of the devotees. So now I'm going to give it up. By her mystic power, she gave up her body, and her body was burnt to ashes. So Lord Shiva wasn't very happy about this. And he plucked from his head one hair, and it turned into Virabhadra, and went there with a bunch of ghosts and hobgoblins and destroyed the sacrifice. And Virabhadra, so one of them had smashed the teeth of Pusha, and took out the eyes of another demigod. And then they cut off Daksha's head. And it rolled on the ground. And then they just completely destroyed the sacrifice. So this was, got back to the Lord, you know, wasn't very good for Lord Brahma, for the demigods. So there was some attempt to pacify Lord Shiva. The demigods went there. And Shiva agreed and came back to the sacrifice. And he took the head of the goat which was sacrificed, and put it on Daksha's head, and Daksha came back to life again. And asked for forgiveness for blaspheming Shiva. He realized it was mercy. If I were to continue on this way, I would have went to hell. But you've been so kind that you he chastised me, and now I can realize my mistake that I shouldn't blaspheme a great devotee like you. Of course, he went on to blaspheme in his next lifetime, Lord Narada Muni. This tendency is quite deep. So that's another example. Success story. What about, you know, the story of Gopal Chapala? You know the story? Gopal Chapala? Yes, that's right. What happened? Yes, and a red flower, and put it out. Yes, so Shivas Thakur, someone put the paraphernalia for worshiping Durga on his doorstep, on his veranda, some wine and some mead and some red flower, and then Lord Shivas Thakur, because he wanted to show that Shivas Thakur was a Shakta worshiper. He wasn't really a real devotee. So Shivas Thakur opens his door and sees this paraphernalia and then calls all the learned Brahmins in the area, come and see. You know, at secretly at night, I'm worshiping the goddess Durga. I just wanted to let you know. So they said, who is this rascal who's done this? And they got what's called the Kadi to come and sweep it all away. Gopala Chapala, who had done it, tried to criticize blaspheming Lord Shivas Thakur. He contacted leprosy. And then he had to go far away from the village because leprosy is contagious. And he was there one day, he was suffering because these bugs were eating his flesh. And one day Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came by, and he said, my dear Lord, you've come here to deliver the suffering, and I'm suffering. Can you please deliver me? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, because you blaspheme Lord Shivas Thakur, my blessing is that you're going to be like this for another million lifetimes. So that wasn't very encouraging to Gopal Chapala. In any case, on the way back, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came by again, and he begged for mercy. He said, if you want mercy, then go and ask forgiveness from Shivas Thakur, which he did, and then he got forgiven. Any other examples? What's the example of Ambarish Maharaj? You know the example? What happened after he threw the fiery demon at Ambarish? Yes, chakra. What did the chakras do? Well, first it burned the fiery demon. Didn't leave Ambarish pile of ashes. Burned the fiery demon, then chased him all over the universe. And what was the final result? Who? Yeah, Ambarish Maharaj. There's a lot of these examples. What's another example? What about the examples with Haridas Thakur? Blaspheming a devotee, Haridas Thakur. What's the main example of Haridas Thakur being blasphemed? Have you heard of Ramachandra Khan? So Ramachandra Khan, he was envious of Haridas Thakur because Haridas Thakur was giving all of this attention and praise. So he decided he was going to defame him by getting a young prostitute to have him fall down. and was obvious, and he wasn't so successful. So that itself was quite offensive. And then later on it said that offense was like a seed and it grew into a plant. And what was the plant? No. What was the next thing that happened in the Ramachandra Khan? Who came to visit him? Is anyone, who is not, So Lord Nityananda came with his cowherd boyfriends. They were on tour and they were visiting him. So they came to Ramachandra Khan's house. And Ramachandra Khan didn't come out to greet Lord Nityananda. Instead, he sent his servant, because there's a place called the Durga Mandapa. The houses in the Vedic culture were arranged so that there was an outside where visitors would be greeted, and then the inner court where the ladies would stay. So Lord Nityananda came with his followers, and they were on the outside in the Durga Mandala, Durga Mandapa, and Ramachandra Khan said to his assistant, go and tell him, get out of here, more or less. Go away, this place is not suitable for you. You know, you're cowherd boys. Better you go to a milkman's house. So Lord Nityananda said, yes, this place is not suitable for even a meat-eating malecha, cow-killing malecha. So he immediately left. And then Ramachandra Khan was so envious, he had his servant dig up all the earth where Lord Nityananda's feet had, and his associates had touched, and throw it outside. I mean, that's really going the wrong direction. And then, because of that sinful activity, his offense against Ramachandra led to this, Haridasakura led to this, and then his offense against Lord Nityananda led that Ramachandra Khan was a tax collector, but he was cheating the government. So the Muslim minister that was also a tax collector became envious of him and came and arrested Ramachandra Khan and his family. And then the very spot where Lord Nityananda, where the dirt was thrown out of his house, where Lord Nityananda's lotus feet had touched, he killed a cow right on, the Muslim killed a cow in that spot and cooked it for 3 days. And then plundered the whole village. Another example is, who else blasphemed Haridas Thakur? Gopal Chakravarti. Haridas Thakur was saying, they were discussing the holy name in the house of Govardhan and Haranya Majumdaras, tax collectors. And they were all the learned scholars to discuss about Krishna. And they started to discuss about the holy name. So Haridas Thakur said that just by a glimpse of the reflection of Namavas, of the holy name, one gets liberation. But there was one very attractive, young, wealthy Brahmin there, Gopal Chakravarti. And he became very envious of Haridas Thakur and said, how is it possible that even learned persons for many lifetimes and great sages and ascetics, they can't get liberation after many lifetimes of endeavor. And you saying just by a reflection of the holy name, Namavas, one can get liberation. So Haridas Thakur said, that's what the scripture said. So he said, if that's not true, I'm going to cut off your tongue and your nose. I'll cut off your nose. So Haridas Thakur said, if it's not true, I'll cut off my own nose. So Govardhan Majumdara and Haranya Majumdara became very angry that such a great devotee was being criticized like that. And they immediately dismissed Gopal Chakravarti. And they tried to pacify Haridas Thakur, who wasn't at all disturbed. And he said, I'm not at all disturbed. This is just a foolish Brahmin. He doesn't know what he's doing, what he's talking about. But anyhow, Gopal Chakravarti immediately, in a few days, contracted leprosy again. Another case of leprosy. and his nose melted, and his fingers, his beautiful fingers, which were like lotus buds, melted away. And everyone glorified Haridasa Thakur for his amazing potency. Anyhow, we have so many. There's a case of Dhruva Maharaj who's offended. Was in my last case, I'm going to say. Dhruva Maharaj tried to climb on the lap of his father. His father's name, what was his name? And he was the son of who? Manu. And who was the son of? Brahma. So, came from a good family. And he had two sons named Uttama and Dhruva. One was the son of Saruchi, and the other one was the son of Suniti. In any case, when he was 5 years old, Dhruva Maharaj tried to climb on the lap of his father, but Saruchi forbade him, saying that actually because you're not born from my womb, therefore you have no eligibility to sit on the lap of your father. That if you really want to sit on the lap of your father, then you should pray and you should die immediately so that you can take birth from my womb and then you'll become eligible to sit on the lap of your father. So King Uttamapada, because he was henpecked, he was attached to his wife Saruchi, he didn't say anything. And Dhruva Maharaj became very angry and got word from his mother, got the advice from his mother to look for Krishna in the forest, because only Krishna could actually help him in this situation. So of course we know that Dhruva went to the forest, he met Narada Muni, he gave him instructions, he performed austerity, he met Lord Vishnu, and then he got the kingdom of his father. And then he also got eligibility in the future. He became the king of Dhruva Loka, which is the pole star. In any case, because of the offense against Dhruva by Saruchi, her son also became affected by the curse. And later on, he was in a forest fire and he burnt. Oh, actually, Uttama went into the place where he shouldn't have gone, where the yakshas were, and he got killed by some yakshas. And then his mother became crazy, and she ran to find out where he was, and she got burnt up in a forest fire. So although she had offended Dhruva Maharaj when he was just an ordinary boy, 5 years old, but because he later on became a great devotee, Dhruva Maharaj, she got the reactions of offending a great devotee, and her and his son died, and she burnt in a forest fire. So it's dangerous. Even ordinary people to criticize. Unnecessarily, at least. So I'll stop there. Any questions, comments? I mean, the whole Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita is just full of stories like that. You have one more chance. Anyone can remember any other?
When I forgot his name, the cousin of Krishna was offending him, and then Shishupala.
What about Duryodhana and Dushyasana? Dushyasana, what happened to Dushyasana? Trying to disrobe Draupadi, great chaste devotee. What happened to him? How did he kill him? What's that?
Heart surgery.
Yeah, he took his hands, he pulled out his heart and drank his blood. Yes.
So what will happen to us then?
Well, you usually like to drink blood.
I mean, we commit so many offenses.
Well, we better keep on chanting Hare Krishna. Mahabharata is just full of stories where people get blasphemed. Okay. No questions, comments?
That was the question that I... So, they did just like one offense in... And such severe circumstances came upon them. But
who's that?
Like those examples that we spoke about.
Well, luckily we're in... For if you want to be an offender, better to be an offender in Kali Yuga, because the reaction is a little bit less. Not so much less. In the other yugas, you just think of something bad, you get the reaction for it. Here you actually have to do something. But here in Kali Yuga, we have enough examples of people who also got into trouble, because listen, any examples in Kali? Of course, Bhagavatam doesn't really say so much about devotees in Kali Yuga.
Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Yeah, it's Chaitanya Charitamrita itself. Yeah. So. We have Jagai Madhai. They hit Lord Nityananda on the head of the rock, and they were delivered, but they were almost killed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It wasn't for the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So there we have the example. Lord Nityananda being merciful, killing the demonic spirit rather than the demons themselves. So that was this age. If we get the mercy of Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya, that's very auspicious. Otherwise, Kali Yuga, if you don't get the reaction, and you don't get corrected, and you come back in a lower species of life, because you continue on with your sinful activities, unrestricted. So it's good to get chastised. Otherwise, you get in more and more into difficulty, and the result is you go into the lower and lower species of life. All right, thank you very much. Grandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.